This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A good part of the economy here in Southern California, and honestly, a good part of the identity of this place, is tightly wrapped up with our coastline, the views, and the ocean, and the beaches. And for generations, Californians have built right up to the water's edge. Now, though, comes the reckoning, all that beachfront development and climate change. And it's coming to a head along an iconic railroad line. From KPCC, Joe Replogle has the story.
I'm standing right next to the train tracks at the southern end of San Clemente State Beach, and I can feel the breeze from the waves that are crashing up against the rock bulwarks that they've built right here to try to keep the ocean at bay. It's so close. These tracks in South Orange County are part of the only freight rail line that connects the Port of San Diego with the rest of the country, and they carry the popular Amtrak Surfliner that hugs the coast all the way up to San Luis Obispo in Central California. But in late September, authorities shut down passenger rail service and slowed freight service through San Clemente because the tracks here are in danger of sliding into the ocean.
You've got Mother Nature at work on two sides.
Daryl Johnson heads the Orange County Transportation Authority.
On the ocean side, you've got sea level rise, higher tides, storm surges. We had Hurricane Kay in the early part of September.
And on the inland side of the tracks, the slope is eroding. It's pushed the tracks outward more than 2 feet in the past year or so. The Transportation Authority's short-term plan to get train service back up and running is to pile up even more of those boulders, called riprap, to hold back the waves, and to drive giant stakes, called soil nails, into the bedrock to try to stabilize the slope.
So this is clearly some type of interim solution. The question is it measured in years or decades?
And it's not just the railroad tracks that are threatened. Some of the homes above the tracks in Cypress Shore have already been deemed uninhabitable. But this shoreline wasn't always so vulnerable. There used to be a wide beach here between the train tracks and the ocean. Debbie Sheldrake shows me pictures of it on her phone. She's been surfing off this coast for 30 years.
They had volleyball courts. There were showers. None of that is there anymore. It's all gone.
Sand helps buffer the coast from storms, like a referee keeping the sometimes wild Pacific at arm's length, or beach length. It keeps the waves from digging into the base of coastal bluffs. So what happened to all that sand? Brett Sanders is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of California, Irvine. He says the ocean is sucking up sand faster than it can be replaced. And besides storm surges and sea level rise, there's an inland side to the problem.
We've kind of been slowly starving our coast of the sediment supply that it needs to be healthy and resilient.
For one thing, Sanders says, concrete and landscaping trap sediment that otherwise can be washed out to the ocean and become sand. And then there's California's ongoing drought.
Because of our drought, we haven't had storms, big storms, washing sediment to the coast at the rate we have in the past.
The state and federal governments have replenished beach sand in other parts of California over the years. And San Clemente's main beach is scheduled to get a load of sand next fall, 250,000 cubic yards of it, at a total cost of $15.1 million. San Clemente's Mayor Pro Tem Chris Duncan wants more solutions like this to protect the town's vulnerable coastline. If the beach disappears, he says, so does the town's whole reason for being.
The identity of the town and the economy of the town are completely and totally tied to the beach. It's part of the heart and soul of people who live in San Clemente.
The train, Duncan says, does bring tourists to the town, and some San Clemente residents use it to commute to Los Angeles and elsewhere. But without a long-term plan to protect the coast, he doesn't see how the tracks are any match for Mother Nature. In San Clemente, I'm Jill Replogle for Marketplace.